So his quaddy numbers there at the Eagle Farm meeting, and of course the track conditions, the rails out 3 metres, the entire circuit, and it's a good four surface. Good morning to you, Bart.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all. We've got a beautiful day here at a good four. Look, there's been a lot of chatter about the Eagle Farm track, and to me, it's safe. But I do think form on the track is a big factor. So I've gone with a few today that have had recent good runs on the track. We go to race three, Gareth, number 80, Luna Mia, Paul Masseau, a trained mare, and her runs here have been good in better company, particularly the last start effort. She came from well back, and it wasn't a huge disadvantage to be wide, but she was very wide and really hit the line strongly. The leader won. She came from in the last few. So I think you can add a bit of gloss to that second. Race three, number 8, Luna Mia. She was 460. I think she's come in a little bit now. So around about the 360, I reckon, would be a fair price her. Go to race six, number 1, Alatar. The first glimpse, you think, the 59, it's a lot of weight. He's up in grade and he goes up in weight. But he's only 2 kilos over the minimum here. He's rounded them up beautifully his last two runs. He does have a pattern of racing back. He came from last in both of those wins. He goes up to 1,800 metres. He's got the coveted inside barrier here. I'm just hoping he can hold a spot ahead of a few horses here and then get to the outside. They bet $12. He's into about $9 now. I still think that's good value, race 6, number 1, Alatar. And race 7, I'm still keen on number 10, Jesui Bell. I have a query on her at the distance, as do most form students, but they bet $10. I thought that was way overs. I still think around about the $5.50, she's a good each-way gamble, race 7, number 10. Go to the quaddy, Gareth, race 6, I think 1-8 and 14, the one I mentioned, Alatar. I think he gives you a great value in your quaddy, but I do think Mobbuster number 8 is going very well, and I put in 14, Tidal Tycoon. Richard and Michael Friedman have been sending a lot of horses to Brisbane. They've got 4 runners at Eagle Farm today. They respect the horses they select to send up here. Race 7, I've gone 10, 7, 1 and 3. 10, I mentioned, Jesui Bell. Number 7, Triple Ace, going very well for Chris Lees. And 1, Royal Hail, a good last start winner. And 3, Elixir, first up here, but does have some form in this type of race. Race 8, I've gone 1, 6 and 2. Emerald Kingdom coming out of the top winter sprints. He's got a bit of weight here, but I still think he's well-placed. And there doesn't look to be a lot of speed in the race. I think he'll breeze across from the tricky draw. 1, 6 and 2. And in the last, I've gone 4, 3 and 1. Cinderella, this is another of the Friedman combo runners. Number 3, Lady Bamford, terrific effort last start. She's good value. And number 1, Eloquently, winning form. Can't knock that. 4, 3 and 1. Gareth, I think there's a bit of value in the quaddy today.
All right, mate, go and get them. Thanks for that, Bart.